For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us yourself, spared us, supported us, and have brought us to thee. Is our
pray that God have mercy and compassion upon us. Hear us, help us, and accept the supplications and prayers of his saints for that which is good on our behalf at all times, and make us worthy to partake of the communion of the holy and blessed mysteries for the remissions of our sins.
Lord, amen.
And the Triune goodness, O philanthropic one, grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life and in peace with you. O our fear, all envy, all temptation, all the world concert and the counsel of weak men, and the rising above enemies, hidden and manifest. Take them away from us and from and from this table and from this holy place that is yours. But those things which are good and profitable they provide for us. For it is you who have given us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and open all the power of all enemies.
So servants, ministers of this day, the priests, the deacons, the clergy, and all the people on my weak self be absolved from the mouth of the all Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and from the mouth of the one only Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, and from the mouth of the 12 apostles, and from the mouth of the beholder of God, the evangelist St. Mark, the apostle and martyr, the patriarch St. Severus, our teacher, the Dioscorus, St. Athanasius, the apostolic, St. Peter, the holy martyr and high priest, St. John Chrysostom, St. Cyril, St. Basil, and St. Gregory, and from the mouth of the 318 assembled at Nicaea, and the 150 at Constantinople, and 200 at Ephesus, and from the mouth of our honored father, the high priest, Pope Avatavadu II, from the mouth of my abject self, for blessed and full of glory is your holy name, O Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and at all times, and unto the ages of all ages. Amen.